The South Sudan People's Liberation Movement Party was formed on the proposition of democracy, free speech, and the rule of law. But many say the ruling party has not lived up to their objectives. Opposition politicians and ordinary citizens say they are yearning for political space. Lawyer Wani Stephen is a managing partner at Witness Law Advocates and East African Coordinator at Innovation Hub for Information Technology Africa. He advocates for better regulation in media and technology. Stephen says ever since South Sudan became an independent state more than a decade ago, civic space was blocked by some of those who fought for independence.
From 2010, slightly before we voted for separation, the civic and political space were a little bit free, and people had some sort of liberty to express themselves. But I think that was mainly because we had one concern, which is separation, and most South Sudanese were for separation. As such, there was no need. I mean, there was a few limitations to people's right to express themselves. So the civic and political space was a bit open and free. But then when we come towards our journey now from 2011, it's clearly that this right has been shrinking, and the civic space has been shrinking slowly by slowly.
Paul Olong, director of the Dialogue and Research Institute, a Juba-based civil society organization, says his group is forced to obtain clearance from national security agents before holding any gatherings in the country.
The constitutions provide a bill of rights for every citizen, and we want our legislatures, the parliament, to amend the law for freedom of expression and allow our institution and our force in the country to refrain from restricting the space. The public space is important for the development. It is important for the growth of the country. It is important for unity of the society. But if that space is closed, then the nation also is closed.
Irene Ayah, head of the Media Development Institute and co-founder of the Female Journalist Network, says South Sudanese should be allowed to publicly share their different ideologies. She says since the fighting erupted in 2013, freedom of expression has been restricted.
There was no freedom of expression. Like when you say something, sometimes you are held accountable for what you say. So people started to fear, and then it limited political freedom of expression. Even the civil society, their position was limited. You could hear that if you want to organize maybe event, you have to take permission, and sometimes they have to even see the topics that you are discussing and who are going to discuss those topics.
South Sudanese authorities, especially the National Security Services, have harassed, intimidated, and arbitrarily detained journalists, according to Amnesty International. The watchdog says the government has done very little to protect freedom of expression. During the World Press Freedom Day, the chargé d'affaires for the U.S. Embassy in South Sudan, David Renz, said the government actively censors the media. He noted that radio stations are routinely shut down and journalists are told not to publish certain articles on sensitive topics such as corruption.
No doubt the government will deny that it censors the press and will object to these benchmarks, but the facts speak for themselves. These are not the hallmarks of a country that respects freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, or freedom of the press. This is not a country with open civic space. South Sudan faces momentous decisions about its future. Especially now, a free press is needed to report the news and to serve as a platform for a robust exchange of ideas and debate. Unrestricted dialogue.
Ren says he's calling on the government to redouble its effort to ensure that journalists can perform their duties in a safe, protective environment. Government Information Minister Michael Makwei says freedom of expression has its limitations.
Well, freedom of expression is a right given by law, by the international law. It is given by the Republic, the Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan. And it is provided for by the Media Authority Act and the Access to Information Act. These are laws that were enacted in South Sudan, and these are the laws that provided for freedom of expression. However, freedom of expression does not mean that you are absolute free, because there is nothing absolute in this world.
Makwei says, since South Sudan became independent, the media authority was established to regulate and monitor the activities of journalists. He says the conditions of journalists has improved since that time, insisting that journalists are protected in South Sudan. The South Sudan Minister for Peacebuilding, Stephen Parkwall, says politicians should use any and all opportunities to speak because it is their constitutional right.
I have heard a lot of lamentation about the lack of political space, political and civic space. Somebody advised me, a wise old man, that if you are waiting for political space to be given, you will be waiting for a very long time. So grab it. So we must grab it because it is our constitutional right. It is in the constitutions of South Sudan that there is an association, there is a freedom of association and freedom of expression.
Mugambi Kiai, Director for Eastern and Horn of Africa for Article 19, says free speech and freedom of expression are part of the casualties of war. He says South Sudanese leaders must commit to the values enshrined in their constitution.
The political elite especially must sit together and recommit themselves to certain pillars, certain principles of governance, which include democracy, human rights and governance. This would be a recommitment to, you know, the values and principles that you find in the constitution and international human rights protocols that say that they're going to respect them, because without that recommitment and that re-engagement around values and principles, you're not going to get any forward motion, because there will be no trust at all.
Kiai says the guns must also be silenced and national authorities should immediately investigate killings across the country and hold those responsible. South Sudan's transitional constitution includes several laws that regulate and protect people's freedom. The Media Authority Act, the Access to Information Act, and the Broadcasting Act are some of the laws on the books that are meant to protect but also regulate the work of the media in the country. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.